Philip DeFranco Show, Friday from the Bastards Edition. This 17-minute episode covers three fan-submitted topics: the crisis in American public education, whether Americans are actually leaving the country, and the explosive growth of podcasting as a political force. DeFranco delivers it all with his trademark mix of data-heavy analysis and personal candor. Section 1, the state of public education. The first question comes from Nick, a teacher in Dallas, who asks whether DeFranco would send his own kids to public school given the state of education today. DeFranco notes this one hits close to home since his wife is actually running for the local school board. He dives straight into the data, and it is sobering. The 2024 National Assessment of Educational Progress, known as the nation's report card, shows that 12th grade reading and math scores have hit record lows. Just 35% of high school seniors were proficient in reading, while 32% scored below the basic level. Math was even worse, with only 22% proficient and nearly half below basic. The people inside the system are not optimistic either. A Pew Research Center report found that 82% of teachers say public K-12 education has gotten worse in the past 5 years, and more than half said they would not advise a young person to even enter the profession. A 2025 Gallup poll found 73% of Americans are dissatisfied with public education quality, the lowest satisfaction rate since Gallup started asking in 2001. Then there is the curriculum debate. From 2021 to 2024, nearly one-third of states banned K-12 curricula offering critical perspectives on racial history, and legislatures in at least 40 states introduced over 200 pieces of legislation to restrict what teachers can discuss. Supporters say it protects kids from political indoctrination. Critics argue it does the opposite, leaving students with a simplified and distorted picture of the world. Many families are responding by leaving. Private school enrollment surged post-pandemic, with roughly 40% of private schools reporting enrollment increases. School choice voucher programs have gone from serving just over 500,000 students to above 1.3 million. But DeFranco is careful to add nuance. A 2018 analysis found that when you control for socioeconomic status, the achievement gap between public and private schools shrinks dramatically. He also flags the downstream consequences. Between 2019 and 2023, enrollment declined by 20% or more at nearly 1 in 12 public schools, and around 1,000 public schools close every year. A Stanford analysis found that majority black schools are far more likely to be among those closures. DeFranco's personal answer: he and his wife have chosen public school for their kids. They have the money to go private and have done it before, but this feels right to them now. He believes the best school for K-12 is often the one closest to home, where kids can maximize their time outside of school for socialization and community. As he puts it, "I want to try and help build up something rather than strip something down and run away." Section 2, are Americans actually leaving? The second question comes from Maddie in Canada, asking whether DeFranco would consider leaving America if things got really bad. Again, DeFranco leads with data. A 2025 Gallup poll found roughly 1 in 5 Americans want to move abroad permanently, more than double the number who said the same a decade ago. A Harris poll found 4 in 10 Americans have either considered or are actively planning to leave. But are people actually following through? CBS Global Partners estimated 1,285 Americans renounced citizenship in just the first quarter of 2025, a 102% increase over the previous quarter. Relocation firms report a 400% increase in American clients. There is also a domestic version DeFranco calls the Big Sort. Americans are increasingly moving to states that match their political beliefs. Counties that voted Republican in 2020 saw net population gains of 3.7 million in the 3 years following the election. Florida alone attracted over 200,000 registered Republicans between the last two presidential elections. Meanwhile, Democrats have made migration gains in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. DeFranco says personally, he is not going anywhere. He loves his country and wants to be part of the change. But he admits he would be lying if he said he did not get nervous sometimes, noting the government has been weaponized against anyone who wants to stand against Trump or even speak truth to power. He mentions having a planned escape plan and a few canaries in the coal mine he keeps an ear open for, though he will not specifically name them. Section 3, the podcast explosion and its political power. The final question asks why DeFranco decided to launch new podcasts. He uses this as a springboard to paint a vivid picture of the podcasting landscape, and it is genuinely fascinating. Despite stray headlines suggesting otherwise, podcasting is absolutely exploding. The pandemic hobbyist bubble burst, with launches falling 80% by 2022 from their peak of over 1 million new shows in 2020. But the audience never stopped growing. Roughly 584 million people worldwide now listen to podcasts, more than double what it was 6 years ago. Video is a massive accelerant. Over half of podcast consumers now prefer shows with video, and the number of shows posting full video on YouTube has more than doubled since 2022. YouTube reports over 1 billion monthly podcast viewers as of 2025, surpassing Apple and Spotify as the top platform for podcast consumption in the United States. But here is where DeFranco gets passionate. Podcasting is not just entertainment anymore, it is arguably the most influential media outlet in the country. A third of Americans now get at least some of their news from podcasts, up from 22% in 2020. The 2024 election was widely dubbed the podcast election. Trump appeared on 20 individual podcasts between July and November, including Flagrant, Theo Von, and Impulsive. Harris appeared on 8. Right-leaning podcasters were widely credited with helping Trump close the gap with younger male voters. More recently, the progressive candidate Zoran Mamdani appeared on 31 podcasts, including Flagrant, whose host Andrew Schultz had voted for Trump. DeFranco makes an important point about why he covers figures like Candace Owens on his show. A lot of people still think of her as a sideshow, not realizing how much the right has taken over the podcast space and how these shows are informing millions. Owens and Ben Shapiro hit pop culture moments hard, use them as entry points, then slowly transition their audiences into political content or battle some sort of big bad. As for his personal reasons, DeFranco says it was a mix of emotional need and strategy. He launched Crashing Out with Alex Perlman as a space to shoot the shit and go more opinion-heavy. His show, In Good Faith, started as long-form political conversations, but is evolving into something broader, more like his old, a conversation with podcast. Key takeaways. American public education is in crisis with record-low test scores, teacher dissatisfaction at historic levels, and curriculum battles raging across 40-plus states. School choice programs have more than doubled their enrollment, but risk accelerating a death spiral for underfunded public schools, disproportionately hurting Black and lower-income communities.